To Western Australia now, where a Liberal MP has been sacked from the Army Reserve in a row over campaign advertising. The former SAS officer, Andrew Hastie, had been instructed by the Defence Department to stop using pictures of himself in uniform as part of his campaign for re-election, but he refused to comply. From Perth, here's Anthony Stewart.
Before his political career, Andrew Hastie was an officer with Australia's elite fighting unit, the Special Air Service. He's proud of his time in uniform and has used images from his army service on campaign billboards, leaflets and on signs. But that breaches Defence Force rules, and now the member for Canning has had his service with the Standby Army Reserve terminated.
This happened last week, so I've sat on this story. You know, I kept it quiet because I wanted to protect Defence. You know, I got the termination notice, no worries, crack on. It was always a sideshow. I'm more interested in helping people in my electorate.
The West Australian Liberal MP won the seat of Canning in a by-election in September last year. Speaking to Macquarie Radio in Perth today, he has defended his right to use pictures from his time in the SAS.
The main issue here is authority, and I'm no longer under the authority of the military. I could not run for Parliament under Section 44 of the Constitution if I was still a serving member of the Defence Force, so it's a very tenuous link.
Defence Force policies prevent personnel from participating in any political activity in uniform unless they're approved by command. In a statement, the Department of Defence says the rules are designed to keep the ADF apolitical.
Defence contacted Mr Hastie, a member of the Standby Army Reserve, and requested he remove imagery of himself in uniform from election campaign material. Regrettably, Mr Hastie did not comply with this request. Accordingly, the Army issued Mr Hastie with a notice indicating the intention to terminate his service because he had failed to comply with directions and defence policy.
The Liberal Party's campaign spokesman, Senator Matthias Cormann, has leapt to Mr Hastie's defence.
Andrew Hastie is an outstanding Member of Parliament. He's provided distinguished service to Australia as an SAS soldier, including in Afghanistan, before joining the Parliament. It is entirely appropriate for Andrew Hastie to present himself to his constituents in the context of an election campaign, putting forward his life story.
During this election cycle, two other candidates have been questioned about the use of images from their time in uniform. Labor's candidate in Brisbane, Pat O'Neill, has agreed to pull down billboards that used a photo from his service with the Army. And Labor's candidate in the top-end seat of Solomon, Luke Gosling, has been instructed to stop using images from his deployments as a Special Forces Commando in campaign leaflets. Neil James is the Executive Director of the Australia Defence Association.
You can't politicise the military by wearing ADF uniform in election advertising. And the problem with billboards and posters is they're completely without context. If it's in a leaflet, it's at least in the context of their life experience. But to put up a huge billboard or a huge series of posters just wearing a Defence Force uniform could lead some voters to think that the ADF was endorsing that candidate or that policy or that party. And we never want that in our democratic society.
What needs to change in response to these events?
The Electoral Act. The Electoral Act, just as it forbids other forms of misleading electoral advertising, will have to be amended to control all forms of wearing uniform in electoral advertising.
The Defence Department hasn't confirmed whether it will take any further steps to prevent candidates using military imagery in campaign material this election.
Anthony Stewart reporting.